frustrated when I couldn't hear Grandma on the video call. I wanted to tell her about my dance recital.
Yeah, it can be really discouraging when you can't talk to someone you love. Do you ever have trouble talking to someone that you love? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Isn't it great when your family finally figures out how to chat with a fun new app? But if you're a Christian, you might be missing out on one of the oldest ways to talk. I mean, talking to God in prayer. Maybe you think he's too busy listening to other Christians, or that you're not important enough to listen to. But God thinks you're just as important as anyone, and he's always listening to you no matter what else is happening. 1 Peter 3:12 tells us this: "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer." Let's listen to our story. It's entitled, "Never Muted." "Grandma, you're on mute. You have to tap the little microphone icon to turn your sound on," 10-year-old Samara instructed her grandmother over the video call. "I can see your mouth moving, but I don't know what you're saying," Samara said in frustration. She was eager to tell her grandmother about her dance recital. "Let me call you back and see if that will turn your microphone on." She ended the call, then tapped the video call button again. After a few rings, her grandmother picked back up. "Can you hear me now? I think it's working this time," Grandma said. "Yes, I can hear you, Grandma. Did you see the video Mom sent you of me dancing?" "Oh, yes, it was wonderful, honey. I can't believe how well you can dance." Grandma and Samara talked for nearly an hour about her recital, and at the end, Samara was so happy she could share her experience with her grandmother, even though she didn't live nearby. She tangoed into the kitchen and gave Mom her phone back. "I heard you had some trouble hearing Grandma at first. I bet she was frustrated when you couldn't hear her," Mom commented as she worked on her computer. "Yeah, it was hard to talk when I couldn't even hear her," Samara said as she nibbled on a snack. "That reminds me of the other night when you didn't want to pray because you thought God couldn't hear you. But prayer works a lot better than a video call. God always hears you when you pray." Mom always found a way to make a lesson out of anything. Samara thought about that and then said, "But what about everyone else praying? I bet he gets pretty busy listening to everybody's prayers." "Because he's infinite, God has the ability to hear all their prayers and yours too." Mom clapped her laptop shut. "God is never too busy to listen to your prayers, Samara. He loves you. He sent Jesus to die for your sins so you could be his child forever. He's not far away from you like Grandma is. He's always with you. You can talk to him anytime." Mom gave Samara a hug. "So, do you think you'll try talking to God again?" Samara nodded. "Yeah, now I know God will always hear me." So what about you? Do you ever wonder if God hears your prayers? What if he's too busy doing something else, or what if you're not praying hard enough? God is never too busy for his children. He loves you and is always happy to hear from you. He's with you all the time and will always listen when you pray. You can talk to him anytime and trust that he'll hear you. Our key verse is 1 Peter 3:12.
"For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer."
And our key thought for today: God always hears your prayers. I loved climbing a tree with a book and getting some time to myself to read. This year, you can do the same thing, but with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. Just read the Keys for Kids story and the Bible each day for a chance to win one of two Echo Dots. Learn more at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.